It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Every week, WEL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agents. Ohio Family Realty, their number one goal is to put your family first. Eric Burnett Trained Wrestling, providing elite training for the elite-minded athlete. And by Smitty's, on East Bridge Street across from the Illyria Post Office. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome back to another Cobos Insurance Center weekly wrestling recap on AM 930 WEOL. It's brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Each and every Thursday, we get together at this time on WEOL to take a look at high school wrestling in Lorain County and across Northeast Ohio. And of course, this week, a little bit of a unique show in the sense that there aren't going to be kids out on the mats this weekend, with Saturday being, of course, Christmas Eve and Sunday being Christmas Day. So a very early Merry Christmas to all of you who have dialed in on AM 930 WEOL, maybe on our mobile app or online at WEOL.com. Sean Bennett, as always, a pleasure to be with you on a Thursday night. And even though there won't be kids on the mats this weekend, we still have plenty to talk about in this show, especially as far as action last week on the mats was concerned.
Right. The wrestling never seems to stop. They kind of just fit it around whenever the holidays are, and we're starting to see the word holiday creep into all the tournaments. There were some last weekend. There'll be some right after, in between Christmas and the New Year. So definitely a lot of holiday wrestling to go on. But right now, I guess the guys are just sitting at home watching their families eat all that wonderful food, because I feel so bad for wrestlers throughout Thanksgiving and Christmas and things like that, because they just have to sit and watch all the feasts get devoured.
And you stole my question. I was just going to say, are these kids allowed to eat anything over the holidays?
I think they're allowed to bring their measuring cup to the table, and you know, they get like 4 ounces of gravy and cranberry sauce and 2 ounces of turkey, and that's about it.
But all the green vegetables they want.
That's
correct?
Right, yeah. They can work that off quick.
And, of course, the first 2 weeks of the program here on WEOL, we've had wrestling coaches stop in, or at least pay us a visit via the phone lines. Week one was Eric Burnett of Elyria High. Last week, Brian Caesar, head wrestling coach over at Amherst, paid us a visit. And this week, we'll be talking to the head coach of the Brookside Cardinals.
Yeah, Seth Houston took over the program this year after a longtime coach, and he was assistant for Brian Barrett. Retired last year, and wow, the Cardinals are kind of off to a nice start to the season. Team championship this last weekend at the JB Firestone Invitational, and I think third place finish at Lorain's kickoff tournament. They really are off to a quick start.
So again, we'll hear from Seth Houston a little bit later on in the show. Right now, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll talk about action on the mats last weekend, as yours truly, Tim Alcorn and Sean Bennett, will recap what happened for the local wrestlers as far as last weekend was concerned. So stay with us. It's the Cobos Insurance Center weekly Thursday wrestling recap on AM 930 WEOL. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty, and we're glad to bring it to you not only on AM 930, but of course on the WEOL mobile app and online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to our Thursday wrestling recap. And, of course, each and every Thursday, yours truly, Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, get together to talk high school wrestling in Lorain County and across Northeast Ohio. And a huge thank you to our sponsors and our show brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center as well as Ohio Family Realty. And as we said during our opening segment, a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season to all of you that have dialed in for this week's edition of the Wrestling Recap. All right, Sean Bennett, let's take a look at action that happened on the mats last week. And, of course, one of the tournaments that we talked about last week on this show at this very time, Elyria High at the Beast of the East. Talk a little bit about what transpired for the Pioneers.
Actually, we did not talk about that because
Totally
my fault on that, because Beast of the East is one of those rare tournaments that happen on Saturday, Sunday. And usually when I'm putting my tournament list together, it's most high school tournaments are Friday and Saturday or just a Saturday one-day tournament. And because they fell on Saturday, Sunday. I kind of missed them on my – I kind of cut off at the Saturday days. But that's definitely one of the big tournaments of the year. Liria went to Beast of the East for the first time last season, so this is their second year going, and really solid finish for Liria. They finished ninth out of 110 teams, and we're not talking lightweights here. These are some of the best teams in the country, some of the highest rated teams in the country, and Liria definitely had a nice showing.
And certainly guys that names we're familiar with, Kevin Vaux, JT Brown, Dylan Chauver, afforded themselves very, very well.
Right, and obviously nice for Liria to see Dylan Chauver place at Beast of the East, such a premier tournament. Because he's only a freshman, and another nice thing about this finish for Liria, ninth place at 110 teams without the other freshman Mick Burnett at 106 pounds, who got injured late at Ironman. He was a placer at Ironman the week before, and then also without returning state qualifier Brendan Price, and without Tristan Brady in the lineup. And Tristan Brady's expected to be a potential state qualifier or state placer this year as well.
Now, Sean, a tournament I know we did talk about last week, the JB Firestone Invitational over at Black River. Several Lorain County teams were down there, and from the looks of what you've given me here, and I read your accounts, there were Lorain County kids that did pretty well.
Yeah, and it's nice because three of our area teams finished in the top of that tournament out of 12 teams, and a lot of local teams. Brookside, as we mentioned earlier, won the team championship there with nine placers. They had a couple champs in Brad Hune and Greg Packard. Brad Hune, everybody pretty much knows from last year, he broke that long state qualifier drought for Brookside. And Greg Packard has just been tearing it up this year as well. And then Vermilion was the runner-up, edged out by Brookside. They had seven placers and three champions. Justin C. was champion at 136 pounds, Alex Matos at 152, and Trevor Boyd at 160.
And how about Black River? Boy, they did very, very well, including three champs.
Yeah, they you take pride when you kind of host one of those tournaments. And I think that JB Firestone mantle is used in a lot of sports. They host a JB Firestone for multiple, like cross-country, track, things like that. And the wrestling, no different. It's in its 40-something year. I can't remember right off the top. They're nearing 50 years of that tournament, and they definitely come out and they usually do well there. And Zach LaHood won the 106-pound championship. Jacob Campbell, a long family history of wrestling there, won at 195, and their heavyweight DP Schranko won at 285.
Again, it's our Cobos Insurance Center weekly wrestling recap as we bring it to you each and every Thursday at this time on WEOL, brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. And Sean, Firelands went on the road, a little bit of a road trip at Olentangy Liberty, but they came out of there sixth out of 25 teams, including four placers.
Right, and again, another encouraging performance because they are missing several key wrestlers in the lineup. I assume to injury. I haven't talked to Dan Ransom about why those guys are missing, but there are just names not in the lineup that you expect to be there. But yeah, they did again. Their star freshman Peyton Birddorf at 106, runner-up finish there at a very tough tournament. Douglas Childers was runner-up at 220. Tyler Bennett fourth at 285, and that's, like I said, normally where Sean Lipscomb would be, one of Team Ohio's top wrestlers would be there. And then Patrick Keon fifth at 170. So yeah, definitely an encouraging performance for Firelands.
And Sean, before we take the break, anything else from last week as far as action on the mats that kind of jumps out at you?
Well, I do want to kind of congratulate Clearview. They went to the Dave Rohr Invitational at Mapleton. It's only an 8-team tournament, and there's not a lot of powerhouse schools there. That's kind of what the Clippers need. They're a very young, inexperienced team, a lot of freshmen in that starting lineup, and they finished fifth out of 8 teams with 10 placers. A lot of really nice, like I said, a lot of freshmen placed, got on that podium and got that, momentum. They got to see that reward for the hard work. But the one that stands out is J.D. McCardle went 5-0 to win the heavyweight championship. Five pins. In the times of those pins, 26 seconds, 17 seconds, 51 seconds, 56 seconds, and 48 seconds. He didn't go a minute with one opponent in that tournament.
Wow. I mean, that's an amazing performance by J.D. McCardle. I mean, that's something I haven't seen on your sheet since we've been doing this.
I don't think I've ever seen somebody pin their way in under a minute, pin their way through to a tournament title. Now, that's pretty impressive.
No, that's awesome. So congratulations goes out to J.D. McCardle of Clearview. No doubt that is something to kind of hang your hat on. All right, we'll take a quick time out on our weekly wrestling show. When we come back, we'll talk to Seth Houston the head wrestling coach over at Brookside. And even though there is an action on the mats this weekend, we'll kind of take a sneak peek into next week. So stay with us. It's the Cobos Insurance Center weekly Thursday wrestling recap. And it's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on your phone. Great way to dial in is via the WEOL mobile app. And you can also listen online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to our weekly wrestling recap. We do it each and every Thursday night here on AM 930 WEOL and, of course, online at WEOL.com. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Sean covers wrestling in Northeast Ohio like no other writer out there. Does a great job each and every week in the CT, and all the wrestlers in the area certainly get their just due for what they're doing out on the mats. Sean, I think we've got a special guest lined up on the show.
Yeah, that's right. Seth Houston, again, first-time head coach at Brookside, but he's been in the program for, I think, about a decade now. He was a longtime assistant for Brian Barrett, who retired last year. And like I said, he's been doing pretty good job so far. Brookside's been rolling.
Yeah, we talked about this during our first segment. They had a terrific outing last week at the JB Firestone Invitational over at Black River, finishing first out of 12 teams, 9 placers. Seth, we welcome you to our weekly wrestling show. And boy, you read about something like that, winning that JB Firestone with 9 placers. You got to feel as though this Brookside wrestling program is really headed in the right direction.
Well, yeah, I think coming into the season, I had several guys that I thought were really poised to sort of start having those breakout seasons. One who did last year, Brad, and I guess Greg even did last year, Brad Hewn and Greg Packard. But there were several other guys, David Ocasio, Chaz Jackson, who I thought this is the time for them to start really wrestling at that next level, and they did.
And obviously the two champs, Seth, Brad, and Greg at the JB Firestone. But Brad, you know, everybody kind of has known for him about him, especially because of him breaking that long state qualifier drought. But Greg beating, a couple big names right off the bat this year. Obviously, he jumped up to heavyweight and beat Lipscomb a couple weeks ago and beat Trevor Boyd out there the Vermillion wrestler. I'm so sorry.
Bath.
Yes, yeah. Tyler Bath. They have the TB thing that kind of throws me sometimes. Mm. But Greg really seems to be kind of just rolling this year.
The work he did this summer, he wrestled with several different freestyle teams and a lot of summer camps. He came in, and I was talking to him about this the other day. He seems like he is in sort of mid-season form right off the bat, which is a nice place to be. He kind of came in. The cardio was great. The strength is really good. He's a very strong wrestler, and the technique has sort of caught up to all those things that he's always had. So it's starting to show, and it's one of the things I tell these guys: if you just keep doing the work, it'll pay off eventually.
One of the traits that we've talked about, all three coaches that have been on for our first three shows, has been having that kind of stud wrestler at the bottom of the lineup and at the top of the lineup, and it's the same way with you guys, with Brad and Greg. Mm-hmm. It's got to be nice balance to have somebody you know in the wrestling room and in dual meets and at tournaments. You're going to have those two guys there to kind of help guys all around them.
It really does, and you can see it in the room because there's not as much of a gap when you have just a heavyweight who's good or just a lightweight who's good. And Brad's kind of in that upper lower weights, I guess, if there's such a thing. So he can work with a lot of guys all the way up, say, to the 45-pounders and all the way down to 6. And Greg's, we don't have a ton of heavyweights in the room, but they all get their chance to have fun with Greg, yeah.
Again, we're talking with Seth Houston, head wrestling coach over at Brookside High School, as he joins us on the Cobos Insurance Center weekly wrestling recap brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. Seth, Sean and I were talking during our last segment about the holiday time, kids out on aren't out on the mats this weekend, with Saturday being Christmas Eve and Sunday being Christmas Day. And it doesn't matter what the sport, when you talk with coaches, it's tough to get those kids to maintain their focus. They're off school. Now they're not on the mats this weekend. And John and I were even talking during the last segment. In your sport, I mean, literally to the kids having to watch what they eat at that Christmas dinner table. How tough is that? How challenging is that when you get into the break?
I'll tell you what, the toughest part of Brookside, and this has been since I've been there, so 10 years now, is it's getting our guys to take time off to just relax a little bit. I'll literally have kids asking me, hey, can we practice on Sunday? Can we come in on Saturday? You know, I have to tell them, just take some time, hang out with your family, relax a little bit, because they did it on Thanksgiving. They wanted to come in Thanksgiving morning and work out. So, that's a unique problem to have, but I was told by Brian years ago that's just a Brookside thing. They always want to practice. They always want to wrestle. And it happened this year already with Thanksgiving, and I'm sure it's going to happen with Christmas as well.
Seth, it's the start of the year with, you know, the Lorain tournament. You had a great start there, and you know, even edged the host Titans there. This championship here at JB Firestone. Momentum's obviously a big thing in every sport, especially in wrestling. Is this kind of what you were kind of hoping for at the beginning of the season, and how do you kind of see things going as at this point?
I go into every tournament with kind of two goals. You know, obviously want to win it, and if you're not going to win it, you want to beat the teams in your conference. So we've held to most of those goals. We haven't won every tournament. Obviously a conference championship is step number one. We've won our division several times, but we haven't been able to win that conference tournament. So that's our big goal right now. We have guys who want to move weights, and with the little break we have over Christmas, they're going to start doing that. So, I'd like to keep the tournament championships coming as much as possible.
Coach, to wrap things up here, is the program basically now in place? Is it where you would like it to be?
Yeah, you know, we tend to have large groups of kids who are very interested in wrestling at Brookside. We've had a lot of success as a program, and so getting kids involved in wrestling at Brookside has never been tough. And I'd like to. We have our sort of our marquee guys, and keep building from there.
There you go. Well, Seth, to you and yours, have a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful holiday season. We appreciate you spending a few moments with us tonight here on the Recap Show. And again, congratulations on the early success that your team has had so far this year.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Seth.
Thank you,
Take
Seth.
Care.
Seth Houston, the head wrestling coach over at Brookside, as he joins us here on the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. And Sean, in talking to Seth and just kind of hearing his comments, he kind of has that thing rolling right now.
Yeah, and it's, you know, obviously I think he's happy with the, like you said, the people coming out and things like that. Still probably wants to build on the upper level success. They have success as a team. They've gone rounds in the dual team tournament, which has recently started a few years ago. But they still probably are wanting multiple state qualifiers, multiple state placers. And they're kind of heading that way. They've got guys that kind of definitely are showing that they can do that down there in Division II.
All right, before we take a break and wrap things up, no action on the mats this weekend. Again, the holiday weekend, but kind of peeking ahead to next week, there are some things going on midweek, per se.
Right, as soon as the Christmas holiday wraps up, they'll start the big holiday tournaments. Wellington's at the Medina Invitational Tournament, known as the MIT, all around Ohio. Multiple, I think 40-some teams, 50-some teams there, all over the state, even out of the state, come to wrestle in that event, high level, and even higher level probably at Brecksville Holiday Tournament, same type of thing, but tons of good teams. Elyria and Midview are there, and that is that's an Ironman Junior kind of tournament. They don't have teams like, you know, coming from California, but they definitely have teams coming out of state. That's a brutal one too. And if you're a fan of the dual team format, which is what they do during weeknights in high school, Vermillion holds their Holiday Super Duels, which is kind of a rounds type thing where teams just face each other off. You know, it's a good way for kids to get a lot of matches in, and then it's more of a team based format.
So hopefully the young men will keep their forks and spoons away from the gravy and the potatoes and the sweets and be ready to go on the mats next week.
Yeah, I think those heavyweights will probably be shoveling it in.
And hey, before we close out this week's edition, another wrestling column tomorrow in Friday's paper in the CT.
Right, we'll break down the events that we didn't get to talk about in the paper. Some events, you know, we have to kind of actually get with the coaches and learn about what happened. We'll be talking about some of the hot performances, and we'll be previewing some of these holiday tournaments a little bit more in depth.
Obviously, that's going to be a great column. So, again, that's in tomorrow's Chronicle. Every Friday, Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram has a look at all the wrestling action out there on the mats. Well, hey, to you and yours, have a very Merry Christmas. Have a great holiday season, and we'll get together again next Thursday and do this one more time.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to everybody out there, and to you too, Tim.
All right. We thank Seth Houston, the head coach at Brookside, for stopping by and paying us a visit. And again, to all of you that have dialed in tonight, a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful holiday to you as well. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Thursday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. And of course, each and every Thursday, we're glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with that WEOL mobile app, and online at WEOL.com.